Hello once again, everyone. Thank you for checking out this episode of the History of Things podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Today, I thought we were going to do something a little bit different. I wanted to talk about the history of the toaster, but there wasn't a whole lot of information out there. So it was going to be a super short episode. And of course, my episodes are short enough as they are already. So I decided to combine two appliances into this one episode. So today we're going to be talking about the toaster and the vacuum cleaner. So without further ado, let's get started. So toast themselves have been around forever. They are normally a part of your average breakfast. But do we know exactly how long they've been around or why they came about? Yeah, okay, I know. Not that important of information. We could live the rest of our lives just fine without knowing that. But you know what? It's actually kind of cool. So stick around for a little bit. Toasting bread has been around for hundreds of years. People would toast their bread in order to prolong its life. There would be tools to hold the bread over an open fire, and they would toast it until it was the proper brown color. This was a very popular activity during the Roman times. The word toastum, T-O-S-T-U-M, is Latin for scorching or burning. The Romans would bring their toast with them as they traveled, and soon the British became fond of the Roman toast, and the toast themselves were introduced to the Americas when the British crossed over. The first electric toaster was invented in 1893 by a Scotsman named Alan McMasters. He named his creation the Eclipse Toaster, and it would be manufactured and marketed by the Crompton Company. In 1909, the toaster was reinvented by an American named Frank Shaylor, S-H-A-I-L-O-R. His patented D12 toaster was picked up by General Electric and introduced for in-home use. But this design, however, had some downfalls. Only one side of the bread could be toasted at one time, and it required somebody to monitor it and turn it off manually when it was done. Westinghouse followed with its version of the toaster in 1914, and the Copeman Stove Company added a auto bread turner to its toaster in 1915. A fellow by the name of Charles Strite, S-T-R-I-T-E, invented the modern timed pop-up toaster in 1919. Today, the most common appliance in our home is the toaster, and it's only been in the U.S. and Canada for a little over 100 years. And as we've seen in our lives already, there have been so many different versions of toasters out there, 2 slices and 4 slices, and some that can toast your bagels, some that can toast Texas toast. The very same concept is the same, but some of the designs have changed for sure. Moving on to the vacuum. So the history of the vacuum dates back way longer than you may think. There were some preliminary attempts to provide a mechanical solution to floor cleaning that date way back to 1599. Before vacuums came out, people would hang their rugs off of the wall or a line outside and beat the rug repeatedly with a carpet beater in hopes of getting as much of the dirt out as possible. On the 8th of June, 1869, an American inventor by the name of Ives McGaffey patented his sweeping machine. This was the first patent in regards to a vacuum cleaner. However, it was not motorized. McGaffey's wood and canvas contraption was called the Whirlwind. Today, it's known as the first hand-pumped vacuum cleaner in the U.S. Another inventor by the name of John Thurman introduced his gas-powered vacuum cleaner, which was patented on October 3rd, 1899. He would later start a horse-drawn vacuum service in St. Louis that would go door to door. In 1903, he was charging a whopping $4 per visit. August 30th, 1901, saw the patented motorized vacuum cleaner of a British engineer named Hubert Cecil Booth. His creation was also a horse-drawn, gas-powered contraption that would be parked outside the home, and a long hose would be run through the windows to the inside of the house. That same year, he would demonstrate his vacuum in a restaurant, showing just how well it worked. There would be more American inventors that would introduce their similar suction-type designs. Corinne Dufour created a vacuum that sucked dust into a wet sponge. David Kennedy created a huge machine that was installed in the cellar and connected to a series of pipes that joined each room of the house. But as you can imagine, all of these designs were bulky, noisy, and smelly, and they did not succeed commercially. A janitor in a Canton, Ohio department store by the name of James Spangler came to the conclusion that it was the store's carpet sweeper that was the source of his chronic coughing. So he took the vacuum cleaner invention to an entirely different level. He experimented with a fan motor and attached it to a soap box that was then stapled to a broom handle. He used a pillowcase as a dust collector. This was the first portable electric vacuum cleaner, and after some improvements, he would receive his patent in 1908. So later on, Spangler would form the Electric Suction Sweeper Company. Spangler's cousin would be his first customer, and wouldn't you know it, the cousin's husband happened to be William Hoover, who of course became the president and founder of the Hoover Company. Spangler would later sell his rights to his design to William and continued to do more designing for the company. So of course Hoover would have the backing and the finance to do some improvements on Spangler's design. The finished product looked like a bagpipe attached to a cake box, but the vacuum did work. The Hoover Company would produce the first bag-on-stick upright vacuum cleaner. The first initial sales were low, but Hoover came up with a brilliant marketing plan of a free 10-day in-home trial. Soon after, there'd be a Hoover vacuum in practically every home. By 1919, Hoover vacuums were being mass-produced, complete with the quote-unquote beater bar that would establish the time-honored slogan, quote-unquote, it beats, it sweeps as it cleans. In 1920, in Toledo, Ohio, the Airway Sanitizer Company began, and they introduced a product called the Filter Fiber Disposable Bag. It would be the first disposable paper dust bag in the vacuum cleaners. Airway would also introduce the first two-motor upright vacuum and the first power nozzle vacuum. According to the company's website, they were the first to use a seal on their dirt bag and the first to use a HEPA filter on their machines. So those are the two companies that basically paved the way to vacuum cleaners as we know it today. There's been a lot of improvements since then, a lot of different designs, some shorter, some bigger, some do different things, but the concept has basically stayed the same until 1983, which is when someone called James Dyson invented the G-Force vacuum cleaner. It was the first bagless dual cyclone vacuum. For some reason, the manufacturers, they weren't interested in Dyson's invention, so he decided to create his own company with his dual cyclone technology, and it soon became the fastest selling vacuum ever made in the UK. Bet you those guys are wishing they had tapped into that now. So this basically wraps up today's episode. Some pretty interesting history there. I had heard about the fan and the pillowcase thing before, but it's kind of neat to see how it all came about. Thank you so much for checking out this episode and checking out my podcast, The History of Things. I, again, am your host, Mark. If you've made it this far, please give me a 5-star rating. It does me huge. It lets people know that I'm out there, and it gives me a reason to continue doing this. This is a lot of fun, but if there's nobody listening to me, then what's the point? Thank you so much again for checking this out, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.